did he pay attention? No, he didn't.
If you're so proud of this affair with a married man, why don't you tell your husband? Oh, by the way, I'm having sex with someone else, but I'm not ashamed of it, because I'd love to know how that would go down.
It would go down like a blue, wouldn't it?
So, why haven't you told him? If you're not ashamed of the affair, why haven't you told him, and why hasn't your married lover told his wife that you're having an affair?
So you do what you can to protect yourself. I protect myself. Every person has physical and emotional needs. And if those aren't being met by whoever you're married to, then of course you're going to tell her. That's not the only...
Claire, that's not the only response. Look, your marriage is your business and your lover's marriage is his business as well. I accept that. That's your personal matter. However, you did, when you got married, I'm sure you said the same sort of vows I did about being faithful and forsaking others. And those, for me, had meaning. And I like to think, I hope, if you're listening, husband, they do have meaning for him as well. And if you say you're not ashamed of it, I don't know why you're not open about that relationship.
Because I have a family and children to protect as well, and a family situation as well, so...
But wouldn't it be easier to protect that family relationship and your children if you were faithful to your marriage and maybe went to counselling together, maybe tried to work it out? Or, if it can't be worked out, being honest and the relationship with your husband ending and then you living openly with the man who you apparently would rather be with?
There was
no ifing and butting there. You don't think that this woman who had an affair with her boss and got promoted and bought a car, you don't think she's done anything wrong?
I don't know anybody who would come on and say, oh, I'm not going to take £40,000 a year, you know, I'm not going to take a flat and I'm not going to take a car. Nobody in their right mind would turn that down. You know, she was obviously aware she was getting involved with a married man. You know, she knew what she was doing. He knew what he was doing. He knew it was all at risk. When he got found out, he behaved like a child and spat his dummy out and sacked her. You know, if she's obviously good at her job, you know, let her take him to court. And like the previous gentleman before said, he was a lawyer. She probably is going to win with unfair dismissal. And if that's the kind of company he's running and he's only employing pretty, attractive, slim women, you know, then more for him. You know, where are his morals and where are his standards?
I think the guy's an absolute pig. I've got no question at all about that, but it doesn't mean a woman has to give into it. Claire, would you mind staying on the line and listening to Joy from Croydon? And I'd love to hear your response to what Joy has to say. Is that okay, Claire?
Yeah.
Lovely. Just stay on the line. Joy, what do you want to
Hello.
Say? Hello.
Hello.
What do you want to say to Claire?
First time caller, Julia, and I just wanted to add that I have no sympathy for this woman. At the end of the day, my sister lived through something like that. It was devastation when it all came out, obviously on a smaller scale. And I just think, these people, these women, they're selfish. We had to pick up the pieces where my sister was concerned. She had two lovely children.